You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Oh boy, this ongoing investigation by BuzzFeed and the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, which found trillions of dollars worth of money laundering and financial crimes happening because basically on millions of occasions, banks and other financial institutions suspected something fishy was going on with financial transactions, notified the government, and then allowed them to proceed, which seems like the kind of thing the government should be able to stop. We asked Marketplace's Sabri Benisher to look a little deeper.
The government actually has lots of power to stop money laundering.
Under the USA Patriot Act, there's Section 311, Trading with the Enemy Act. OFAC, the Office of Foreign Assets Control within the Treasury.
You get the idea. That is Jim Richards, by the way. He's founder of RegTech Consulting and used to manage financial crimes risk at Wells Fargo. The issue, he and other experts say, is the sheer volume of suspicious transactions.
In the U.S., last year, about 2.7 million suspicious activity reports were filed, which is about 10,000 every business day.
Suspicious activity reports, or SARs, are notices financial institutions are required to give to the government anytime they see something fishy. But the bar for what is fishy is low, says Dan Newcomb, counsel at law firm Sherman & Sterling. And there are just so many reports.
It is very rare that there's a follow-up on a SAR by the government, and I attribute that to their lack of investigative resources.
The government may indeed not be adequately resourced, says Jarrett Seaberg, policy analyst at Cohen Washington Research Group, but he warns against ceding enforcement power to banks.
Do we really want banks cutting people and companies off from the financial system based on a suspicion without orders from law enforcement?
However one answers that question, one thing is sure, Seaberg says, banks and their regulators are about to get a lot of political scrutiny ahead of an election. In New York, I'm Sabri Benisher for Marketplace.